Listen, if you think we talk hockey too much, give us 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes here.
All right. You have some hockey news?
Tune away and come back. Right. I want to send a big shout out, because that's how I speak, to the Laverne Varsity Ice Hockey Team.
Laverne Varsity Ice Hockey Team.
I say ice hockey because I'm used to the Olympics now for the last few weeks. So they call it men's ice hockey, not hockey. The Laverne Varsity Team made the Minnesota State Tournament.
What?
They will play at in St. Paul. They start Wednesday. The tournament starts Wednesday. Class A is Wednesday. And this is a big deal, not only because imagine your team makes it to the state tournament. I'm trying to think of, if you're not a hockey person and you're not a Minnesota hockey person specifically,
you might not
realize how big a deal this is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, imagine your team in South Dakota makes the football tournament, but imagine you're Stickney and you make the 11-5A tournament.
I got you.
It's a very big deal. It's rare that a team from Southwest Minnesota goes. I think Marshall went last year, and that is the, otherwise you're talking New Ulm. I mean, it's just a very rare thing that it would happen. It's never happened for Laverne before. The team, the Laverne Varsity, went undefeated on the season. They're the only team in Minnesota to do that.
That's impressive right there.
And this tournament is a big deal. There's two sections of the tournament. There's A and AA. The waiting list for tickets for AA is years. There's 20,000 people. You have to. It's like Packers tickets for the AA.
Right.
So this hockey tournament's a big deal. And until just recently, it was one tournament.
Okay.
Recently, I say for me. Recently, it's been a while. But this is like Hoosiers. This is a pretty big deal that Laverne is going to the tournament.
And Hoosiers was basketball.
It was.
Okay, good.
Correlation.
Just checking.
I just want to hand it to those kids and Coach Derek Brown and real quickly, I want to just say congratulations to the folks. 10, 12, 15 years ago, there was a core group of people on the board and coaches that said, you know what, if we want to do this, we have to do some different things. We have to start having ice in the summer. Mm. We have to send our kids to showcase hockey. It used to be that hockey ended when hockey ended, and that was it. And the kids played hockey for a while, then they stopped. And there's some very smart folks years ago who said, if we want to compete, we have to start doing things like showcase hockey, spring hockey, fall hockey.
Right. And make a real commitment to the sport.
A lot of parents went, whoa, that's expensive. It's hard. I want to be done with it. It smells terrible.
Well, they're still right.
Right. That is all true.
Valid.
Those folks 10, 15 years ago are now seeing the fruits of their labor. So
you're
I want to thank them for doing that. And just say, go Cards, roll Cards, roll. It's a big deal. There's the town will be shut on Wednesday if you want to do anything.
Closed.
Come on over and shop our businesses, but we won't be there.
just going to leave them unlocked and open.
The school is closed on Wednesday. All sorts of stuff going on. So
this is pretty cool. This is a great deal, too.
It really is. And the kids are good. Most of them are really nice kids.
At hockey or just good?
No, they're good kids.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
I'm sure not all of them, but all the ones I know are. It's cool. It's a cool deal. And a young team, too. We've got some real good players that we're going to lose a lot of seniors this year, but we've got a bunch of kids, including an eighth grader that is fantastic, one of the leaders in the state for points. And
it's pretty good.
Go Cards. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Wednesday is a big day.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. And good luck to you, because I won't be here. I'll be in St. Paul.
You're also closed.
It's 6:56. Roll Cards, roll.
The Chris and Doc Show on Big Country 92.5 KTWB.